Rose Pricks would like to thank our newest Patreon subscribers, Holly Wisner, Oguz Tunke, Giselle, Christiana Friedman, and Stephanie Shiflett. We love you guys.
Finale.
Welcome to Rose Pricks. It's before the final Rose finale day. I'm Ronnie from Trash Talk TV and Watch What Crappens, and I'm with Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying Out Loud. Hello, Steph.
Hi.
So how are you feeling? I'm emotionally wrecked, personally, after watching The Batch.
I'm drained.
I like hurt inside. Like, if there were Band-Aids for the inside, I would swallow one right now because I'm hurt.
Legit feel sad for Raven.
I do too.
Not that sad because she's going on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, she seemed. Y'all. I mean, yeah, she seems like too nice to go on that show, right? I'm like, oh, let's just throw Raven in a trunk and use and abuse her with a bunch of whorish guys, like giving her a bunch of diseases on some outdoor bed in Mexico, you know? And you know she's going to get paid in, like, snow cones. Like, what do they pay you in that show? You know, they all pour. And it makes me feel bad. It's like watching someone get sold into whoredom that you really liked, you know? Like, she could have had such a lovely store, and then they sold her into whoredom, into human trafficking. Oh, Raven. So let's just get into this finale, shall we?
Okay. All right.
This whole thing was live, and here's my general...
Well, the Chris part.
My general macro note for this episode. Woo! 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 My head hurts so bad by the end of this just from people screaming woo.
Okay, there was so much filler in this. My macro note is that all the Chris stuff could have been eliminated. It was so clearly there as just like, let's stretch this out for as long as we fucking can, because we've how many times can you talk about the journey and the process and the, you know, who's scared and who, what? I mean, you have two people left, and I realized, oh, shit just got real boring is what happened. So Chris is trying to like drum up drama that's not there.
Other things with too much filler. Chris. I mean, Chris, what are you trying to look like? A balloon of some kind? You're a human face. Remember that your face is human, okay? Come back to the five and dime. Chris.
Yeah. Here's another problem, too. Nick is just, it's just tired.
Your dog agrees. It's like, Nick, bruh.
You know, all the stuff with his family was just like, all right, we'll get to it. Okay.
Well, his family's going to get along with Vanessa's great because all they do is sob about nothing.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
They're like, oh, Nick is never going to find love. Please don't leave Nick. Please. Please don't leave Nick. Please. I was like, Mom, get it together. Okay, so this opens with Chris like, wow. You know, this poor Nick, he's dumped all the time. Welcome to The Bachelor. Nick will possibly get dumped again. Won't that be amazing, everybody? I hope Nick doesn't get dumped. Like, every time they showed Chris, he was like, hey, guys, is Nick about to get dumped? I don't know. Let's check our watch. Not yet. Possibly soon. Such a dick.
So we open in Romananinini. Apparently Santa lives here. And I wrote down that I was going to have to start a journey count because before we even got to the first like snowfall, there was already like four references of a journey.
Journey.
And then we saw Santa. And
then we saw a bunch of elves. Okay, this is like a town where Santa lives. And so the elves are just around year round. And I was like, you know what? I believe in child labor. I think that kids should have a job. And it's really nice to see that they don't discriminate. Like, chubby little girls have jobs. Every kind of kid can be an elf. And I'm all for this town of Bimininis, of Latbands.
Oh, my God. So that was stupid.
And it's like, I have two amazing women, and I'm 2 days from possibly proposing. My heart has been broken twice. and I'm terrified it'll happen again. So then we cut to his mom, just basically already sobbing on the couch for no reason. He's like, "Hi, Mom. Welcome to Lap Band." And she's like, "When I've talked to the other women, I expected them to end up together. But he was heartbroken by them both. And I don't want this to happen to him again. Can he make it? Will he make it?" I was like, maybe a little confidence would be nice in your child, okay?
So, by the way, this is just like another sort of macro note, but something that I didn't like about this season as opposed to other seasons, I mean, they're all the same, but is that Nick is now acting as the quote unquote lead on The Bachelor. So he does things like says to the family, you know, "I've been trying to hold back and be really sure which one's right for me." And you know it's bullshit. Like, you know that there's one that he's going to propose to. Everybody knows at this point that he's not legitimately torn between two of them. But now he's not even convincing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way he talks to his family, he's like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm just really not sure. They're both so great." It sounds stilted, like he's at an acting workshop. Like, hold on, I'm going to do the scene now where I'm talking to my family and saying, "I'm just not really sure which woman I'm going to choose."
Yeah.
"But Nick, we don't want you to get hurt."
And that, you know, especially by the end of this episode, Vanessa was really making me crazy. But she makes me crazy, but I kind of get that. It's like, dude, you can't just feel the same thing. He's like, "There's been moments that I thought, you know, I love both of them." I mean, is that supposed to make someone feel special? He's like, "I really don't know. I'm not going to know right until the very last second." And his dad's like, "Well, you know, be more careful this time. You know, every time you add a new strain of syphilis into the world, it's harder and harder to get it cured." And then the dad's like cross-eyed. He's so sad. He's like, "He was devastated from Andy and Caitlin." And people ask, "If it's possible, he'll be standing at the altar." And we say, "We don't know, you know, we just worry how he'll recover this time."
Yeah.
I mean, last time he got an addiction to really tight pants, you know, that can't be healthy. Look at those things.
The dad goes, "You know, like Nick's really going through this process." I was like, "Dad, you did not just call it a process. How brainwashed are you by this show that you're actually using words like journey and process? It's bad enough that the contestants do, but it was like worse than Scientology."
And really,
there's like a whole lingo and the parents are doing it. Process, journey, thetan, suppressive person, e-meter. Like, stop.
Clear.
You're brainwashed.
You need to make the dad go clear, please. The dad's like, "You know, I'm really sick of having to keep my weight down just to be on TV."
But I'm telling you,
this kid is always on TV getting broken up with. What am I going to show up fat? You know, it's a thin journey. I eat chips.
You know? I eat chips.
I love bread. I love chips. There, I said it. So Raven, of course, comes to visit. She's the first one to come visit.
She's like, I'm here to marry his whole family.
It's like, all right, he's the first one who wants to try and give me an orgasm, family.
And she's like, whenever I show up to marry an entire family, I like to wear an acrylic sweater in a salmon color. Y'all, I brought my TJ Maxx acrylic sweater. It was $14.99 on the clearance rack. Do you love it? I'm good at minding my money.
Who wants to cuddle and watch Lifetime first? I'll be Little Spoon. Raven, whoa, calm down over there. So she's really trying hard with the family. And by trying hard, I just mean she's really sweet and nice. Like, she didn't come off as crazy to me or anything.
No,
she just seemed like
all.
Very sweet and nice. And,
which has no place in the show.
She's like, "I'm ready for him to be protective." I was like, they're not protective. They've sent their wigged, lispy son out onto national TV like a million times. Because they have no confidence that he can find love in the real world, okay? That's not being protective. That's being, like, desperate to get him out of the fucking house.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If it looked like the mom was crying before, now it just looks like she has been crying the entire day. She's got all this, like, kind of smudgy makeup under her eyes.
What in the hell is going on at your house?
Oh, you know, I would be upset, but my dog has been so lazy and sad, and we took her to the vet and we got her on some medicine because we th thought she had a little arthritis, and now she's like a puppy. So
Oh,
be happy for me, Ronnie.
I really am. I'm really happy for you. It sounds like there's an earthquake on your side of town.
Yeah. So
I
then
am
we
happy.
see that the family is like really likes Raven. Even little Bella's like, I like Raven best. And then she says, I haven't met the other girl, but I really like you. And Raven goes, yeah, you wouldn't lack her. I thought was good.
She eats
Good for
hamsters.
you,
You ain't
Raven.
gonna
Have a
like
little
that
leg.
girl. The first time
Yeah,
I
she's
saw
a
that
fan.
girl, she was biting the little feet off hamsters and eating them real slowly and laughing real loud. But she's telling all the, Raven's chosen the positive attitude track, which, never works. Let's face it, guys. Let's just face it, guys.
Like aggressive positivity, y'all.
Yeah, she's like, see it and be it, y'all. I can picture holidays and birthdays, and my years are gonna be full of events because look how many family members I'm gonna have. I'm like, oh
Hashtag
no.
blessed.
Hashtag not yet, bitch. So she sits down with the dad first, and she's like,
Right.
nice to meet you, dad. I'm in love. And he's like, with me? Well, I could be. I am. I mean, I'm gonna get married to you. I'm sure I could fall in love with you. Where do you want our first date to be?
And then
But
the dad,
basically. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
he's just stroking his beard, which I don't like at all. He's just stroking his beard like he's some kind of like philosophy professor, like just looking at her like,
She was wearing. I'm glad no one in that family is afraid of spiders because those eyelashes. I was like, is that nerves? Is that nerves that makes you put on eyelashes like that? They look like Black Widows,
I
which is.
know.
That's not good when you're trying to get married, I'm gonna murder your son and I can't wait. The dad's like, so you want a proposal? She's like, yes, I'm totally in love. And he's like, I'll give you one right now. And you stop it. So then she sits with the mom and she's like, oh, God, that season blew us away. I mean, we thought Nick was gonna be happy. We were all so sure. Now look.
The makeup woman is running around behind the mom, just going like, hold on, I got a sponge. I got a sponge under your eye. Hang on. Go on.
And Raven's like, well, I just want you to know I love Nick. And the flame that started with us was so effortless that the whole town's on fire. Nick's a flamer now. And his mom's like, oh God, that's her true fear. But the mom's basically not buying it. She's like, well, she seems like a nice, honest, true person. She couldn't hurt anybody. But realistically, even she could still say no. Oh. Oh. So
Oh
the
my
parents
God.
get Nick in a corner, and the mom's like, well, how could you be sure? And he's like, look, mom, Jesus, stop sobbing all over people. I'm not sure, but I'm lucky to have Raven here, and Raven can really challenge me. Girl, please, how?
I know. That was where I was like, this, the acting, it's not, you gotta work on your chops because this is just not working.
Raven's gonna challenge you. He's like, I had to climb to the top of a grain bin. That was
And
not an easy day.
at this point, we all knew that he wasn't going to propose to Raven, right?
No, I didn't. I
You
didn't.
didn't?
No, I thought, who would propose to that monster, Vanessa? I mean, Vanessa's a monster at this point. She's a psychopath and a monster. I can't believe anybody would propose to her. She's horrible. She's horrible.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
And she's done nothing but nag and be an asshole and cry about stupid things and try and start fights about nothing. Like, that girl is a nightmare. I cannot believe you would choose her over Raven. How dare you, sir?
I wouldn't, but I just, it seemed really obvious that he wasn't going to pick Raven to me.
It didn't to me. It seemed to be obvious to the audience, too, because Chris was like, hey, welcome back to the live finale. Nick's been down this road before, and boy, did he fail. Am I right, guys? Will he fail again? And at one point, he asked the audience, he's like, who do you think is going to win this? Who thinks he's going to pick Vanessa? And everyone's like, woo! And he said, who's going to pick Raven? And there was like two people clapping.
Well, I mean, I think Raven people loved Raven more. The Twitter people were going crazy. Everybody was angry that he picked Vanessa.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, also, this show, you can get spoilers by looking online, so that's not fair. I think if he had said, "Who do you like more?" that would have been a different audience response.
Well, I mean, I don't know how, who of those people knew the spoiler, but I think people were genuinely upset that he picked, they all felt like he picked the wrong person.
He sure did. And then after the rose, pretty much cemented that. Just a little side note. I want to take Nick's brother and I want to put him in a cage and keep him forever. He was so
The cute,
cute.
the one with the one without the big beard, right?
No, the big one.
The big beardy one, the bear?
Yeah, the bear, not the little Twinkie one. There's like one little conservative one that looks like he'd given golden Bibles away door to door. Not him.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, I like the big one. So cute. He was so cute.
He does have a good-looking family.
Oh my God, those eyes, those piercing eyes. Okay, so Dad, now they're I just kept writing, he's so hot. So
I said that about the other one.
the
But
little
listen,
one.
we're our taste is not that far off because they look very similar.
They're from the same family. And the
Right.
twink does look like he has a better job. You know, he's like, I'm comfortable in khakis, you know. So the
So Vanessa
brothers,
arrives
okay, yeah, Vanessa, yeah.
and she starts getting questioned by the family, and they're like, tell us all about you. Tell us about you. And she's like, well, what do you want to know? Everything. She's like, well, I'm a special needs teacher from Canada. Did I mention special needs? I'm very nice. I teach people with special needs in Canada, and I don't plan on leaving Canada because that's where I fucking live, okay?
And I've got a big Italian family, much bigger than yours. And if we had a
Yeah.
street fight, my family would win. So don't anybody fuck with my family, because my family could kill your family. Okay, got it? I fuck my
So then.
brother. Any questions? And they're like, the mom's like crying still. And then Vanessa tells her romantic story. She's like, well, our first one-on-one was zero gravity. And the sisters are looking at her like they hate her. Both the sisters hate her, by the
Oh,
way.
they're all looking at her like that, like she's a gorilla throwing feces around her cage. They're just
Yeah.
like, whoa, this is weird.
She's
I
cold.
mean, I guess it's like nature, but I don't want to see it.
Exactly. And she's like, well, I threw up on Nick. And he was such a caregiver. You know, I thought, I don't want to barf on him, but I did. The mom's like, oh, great. This is our romantic story to tell our friends at the next after church meeting. Great. Thanks a lot. How could you do this to me? She's still sobbing. And, she's like, it was a feeling I've been searching for 3 years since the last guy who broke my heart. You know, so she's also got this obsession with being dumped, which she kind
Yeah.
of mentioned. And the whole thing was just really awkward. And then the sister's like, Nick, this is when you chime in because she's having a moment. But she wasn't feeling anything real or romantic, and it was just awkward. And Nick's like, well, I mean, I had fun. That was a fun date. So
Yeah.
I was like, he's not picking her. There's no way he's picking her.
Interesting.
So Vanessa goes to have the meeting with the mom, the one-on-one with the mom. And she's like, the mom's like, do you have any questions about Nick? She's like, well, I want to know. Do you think Nick is rushing it? Do we need more time?
That was so funny. That's where I was like, she really hasn't seen this show before. She's not
Yeah.
lying. Like, she does not understand that that's not what you're supposed to be asking when he's about to make a proposal.
Mom's so
Do you guys
sad.
think that, like, we should have this end where America is happy? Or do you think it should just end with, like, yeah, normal people don't get engaged that fast, so we're gonna just take some more time with this. It's The Bachelor, Vanessa. Get with
Yeah.
the program.
Yeah. She's like, look. The way we do things in special needs. I'm like, stop acting like you're like inventing rockets. Okay? Calm down over there, Vanessa. And she's like, well, I was in love and I thought it was real, but it's been 3 years. And so, you know, this is the first time I felt like this in 3 years. But is it normal to say I can't completely imagine being engaged? You know, I want to end up with Nick, but I learned that you only get engaged once. Once you're engaged, you're married. The mom's just looking at her like, what if
Oh,
we're
the
not
mom
ready? And the
looks
mom's like,
so
oh
pissed.
God, she's gonna break his heart again. Great. But then that's not really how it worked out. So the dad, well, I guess first the dad talks to Nick. Oh, geez, these family meetings. Jesus Christ.
Well, they got to fill 2 hours.
So the dad and Nick, he's like, "You worried you're going to get dumped?" And Nick's like, "Well, I love strong personalities." And the dad's like, "Yeah, but you don't have success with those strong personalities. They dump you every time. You know, it's harder after a fairy tale." "It's not a fairy tale. What are you going to do when you get a big butt?" Nick's like, "How dare you?" "What about real problems? Like, you know, when your eyes cross a little, or you get a big butt, or you get hair in places you didn't think there was going to be hair." And Nick's like, "Why am I even talking to you, fucking loser, Dad?"
"That's not going to happen to me, Dad. I'm going on Dancing with the Stars. Stop shitting on my future."
"That's why Mom's always crying, Dad." So then the dad gets Vanessa, and he's like, "Do you feel you're ready?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know. Not really sure." She's like, "Is love enough? Because I love him, but I don't know. Is that enough?" He's like, "No, it's not enough. You know, what if he starts just pooping for no reason? You still got to stay with him. What if boogers start coming out of his ears? You know, you got to think about these things." She's like, "Gross."
Yeah. He's like, "You know, to make a relationship last, you need love, commitment, selflessness, putting the other person first." And she just has this look on her face like she's hearing the worst news. Oh, shit. I didn't know there was all that work involved.
Yeah, she's totally grossed out.
Yeah.
So, she's of like, course, really? The dad's
is that what
like,
you did?
The dad's like, "My only concern is, God forbid, he gets rejected again."
Like, you should have more concerns than that.
How about your concern should be that maybe he gets a job? How about that? That he could even support somebody. How about that, guys? That he stops wearing a wig and has enough confidence to walk around with his normal bald head. Or how about that he grooms himself every once in a while, you know? I mean, just never grooming or combing your hair is a sign of depression, guys. How about we worry about that? Of course, I would see where he gets it with the sobby mess of a family.
Oh, my God. It's just craziness.
So then they talk to Nick. And now here's where I was surprised. This bitch of a mom. And yes, I said it. Someone's mom is a bitch. This crying biatch is like, "Look, Raven was just so quick on saying she's ready. But engagement isn't frivolous, you know? And that worried me. Because she's just, you know, so happy. So yes, yes, yes. You know, Vanessa seemed to have an undercurrent of hatred for you. And that's more real." It's like, what the... "How dare you turn your son against Raven, you idiot. Welcome to Nightmare Christmases for the next 3 years or however long this lasts."
Yeah. Yeah. I was obsessing at this point with the mom's hair. She had some, like, Melissa Etheridge hair going on. You know, like that lesbian spiky bangs, like too much product and you don't know how to use it.
Well, it's the haircut ladies get when they have a baby and they're sick of getting their hair pulled. And so it's weird. It's like she's just waiting to have another baby. You know, she's one of those ladies who's like, it could happen. It's like, no, it can't. Or, worry about the messes you've already created, lady.
Or she's one of those moms that's like kind of kept things going for a little while, but then was like, I'm a grandma now and I want to be able to take care of my grandkids at any moment.
Or like one of those moms who just really likes to show off dangly earrings.
Yes.
You know.
That's probably it.
Like, are amethyst. And they move, even if I don't. It's crazy.
So let's see. So then it's just more of the same. Oh, we're worried you're going to get your heart broken. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Blah, blah, live blah, historic. Blah. Live historic. 3-hour finale. Something is gonna the most jaw-dropping event in Bachelor history is about to
I started
take place
fast-forwarding through all the Nick parts.
I know, and that's the whole show because it's called The Bachelor.
And not because I was running out of time, just because I was like, this is a waste of my time.
Oh, you mean all the Chris parts?
All the Chris parts.
Well, you saved yourself a headache. Woo! Woo! It's like, oh my God. It's like high-pitched cows. Just over
so
and stomping on the floor. Okay, so Nick and Vanessa are alone, and he's like, as happy as I am, they're concerned, blah, blah, blah. No guarantees, blah, blah, blah. So then so they Vanessa's end up going to see
like,
Santa.
I really, the, Vanessa just makes this date seem like it's going to be so much fun. She's just like, yeah, I really, we need to figure things out. Like, now's when we're going to, now on your last date, now's when you're going to figure things out.
She also said like, magical a lot because they went to see Santa and she's like, there's snow on the ground and snow in the trees and it's magical and mystical. And you know, the air is just so magical. And I feel mystical about the magical air, which is magical and mystical, like Santa, who's mystical. Hey, Santa, yeah. You're mystical. He's like, get the fuck out of my hut. Get the fuck out of here.
And then Nick said amazing like 50 times during his part. He's like, so amazing, riding these amazing horses up this amazing hill. I feel amazing. This is just amazing. I'm with an amazing woman, and I'm on an amazing horse and an amazing saddle. And look at this amazing tree.
And Santa's like, you're both boring me. Here's some chocolates. Get out of my shack. And Vanessa's like, these chocolates are like my relationship with Nick. You never know when they're going to leave you.
Yeah.
Like, how romantic.
I noticed too that Vanessa, I know you're going to say like, really? You notice this now? But I noticed that no matter what they're doing, Vanessa has no sense of humor or levity at all. Mm-hmm. Like everything they do is like she's at a job meeting, like, you know, going over stats.
Yeah, she's always very like serious, and he's always saying, I want to find someone with self-confidence and a sense of humor. So he gets this insecure mess of a woman who can't laugh.
Right.
Also, a sign of a crazy person is someone who doesn't understand how to put on her lipstick. Have you noticed that her lipstick is never quite right? Like, this time she didn't put it on the corners of her mouth. Sometimes it's a little outside the lines. Sometimes it's a little inside the lines. I'm like, crazy bitch, you need to concentrate on your lipstick for 5 minutes. You look nuts.
Yes, but I agree.
Nick likes that. So she decides it's time for another talk because it wouldn't be a Vanessa episode if she wasn't like, I'm offended the way that you looked at Santa Claus. Do you expect me to get that fat? What, do you want me to sit on your lap? What kind of woman do you think I am? We're going to fight right now. So she started kind of a fight because she's like, I really don't like how you have another woman. And it hurts my feelings because whenever I ask you things, you answer in general tones.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird because I was actually believing that he's not telling her because he's playing the game because he knows he's on a TV show. And he's like, bitch, I'm not, what do you think this is? I can't tell you that I'm going to pick you.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I know you want to hear it, but I still have to see how I feel the last minute. I don't know how I feel.
This was so stupid. It was so stupid because, okay, even if basically she's kind of saying like, I can't tolerate the fact that you still don't know. There's actually even any question. Like at this point, you should be in love with one of us. And the thing is, yeah, he is, but how could she not know that he can't just say, listen, I do know that who I want to pick, but I just can't tell you yet because of the show. Like, yeah, she should know better is my point.
Yeah, but then, you know, I wouldn't trust him either. And I think her instincts are right because he does answer generals really even beyond like, who are you picking? Anything you ask Nick, he answers in that political, you know, very general way. He just says whatever he's learned to say. He's like a robot. Like, how could you know what Nick thinks about anything, you know? And true. Rachel, as we've already talked about, Rachel's perfect for it because she's like that too. It's like, do you have any kind of personality in there? Every question, even Chris was bored. He's like, bitch, we're going to have to do this for a whole season. So
I agree.
I hope
she's
you figure
worst.
This out. Because everybody, he's like, how do you feel? She's like, great, honor, wow. Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Come on. So I get how she's feeling, but the thing about Vanessa is she's that girl who worries about it and cries about it, and she knows what's right, and she kept saying, my gut keeps telling me this isn't right. I need to listen to my gut. But then she doesn't, you know. She sees a shiny mm-hmm. ring and a man with, you know, shiny porcelain teeth, and it's like, okay, I'm in.
Yep. Well, because I'll tell you why. Because she was all bold about that, but at the bottom of the end of the day, she just wanted to be picked. That was the thing. She was just scared that she wasn't going to get picked. So she was putting on that tough, like, well, I don't even know if I want to be picked.
Yeah, which
But
is.
she just wanted to be picked. She wanted to win. Although then that kind of that th I had that theory, but then it sort of went out the window at the end when she was like, "Yeah, I know he's going to propose to me."
Yeah. Well, she probably, saw the stream in the snow of like really cheap mascara tears from Raven, poor thing. It's like, well, I'll never find love.
I might
So
not even deserve love.
was it something I did? I just wish you would have told me so I cannot do it next time. That's so fucking pathetic and sad. That also makes me want to
My.
slap people.
I know.
So
All
let's
right, so.
see. Vanessa does her whole, how can I be with someone who's with someone else? And if he only loves me slightly more than someone else, how could I be okay with all this? And she's crying. And I just wrote, fuck off, bitch. You are like seriously wearing on my last. Okay, this is 3 hours. Get off my TV.
Yeah. And then Nick's like, well, I want to be like really in love, So like I don't want to just like somebody a lot. Like I want to be like I want it to feel like really different. Like before I was really in love, but this time I want to like really, really be in love.
Yeah.
Like not like I like last time, like I don't know if I mentioned this, but I was totally in love like with Andy and Caitlin. But this time I want to be like I don't want it to feel like that kind of love. Like I want it to feel like a different kind of love. What are you talking about?
He's so stupid.
All he talked about was how he was so in love the last time he got his heart broken, but now you're trying to go like, but not that kind of love. Like better than that.
Honestly think he picked somebody that he knows he doesn't have to stay with.
Yeah, I do too. But he's
Because
screwed if she really does move.
I know. Well, first off, her acting like she needs to stay, she kept saying, oh, he needs to learn to compromise, which means he'll move to Canada and do everything I tell him. But then, upon thinking, I mean, she said that about a million times because her version of compromise means he has to learn to do whatever I want. But then I thought about it and I'm like, this girl has an IMDb page. She's stuck in some cold place. No offense, Quebec. I'm just assuming it's cold and snowy at some point. And she has an IMDb page, so she's probably thinking, we're moving to LA. This is like a boyfriend in LA. It's a place to live. It's some money for some guest appearances. I'll get invited to a lot of bachelor parties. I
Right.
think she was kind of probably faking it with this whole special ed thing. I mean, not that she doesn't really do it, but that she really plans on doing it forever.
Yeah, I agree.
So Nick's like, it breaks my heart. And then Vanessa, bleh, bleh. Go away. Go clear, Vanessa. So next up is Raven. And they're going roller skating. And she's like, roller skating reminds me of roller skating. And I'm like, that's why I love you, Raven. This reminds me of that time we went roller skating.
Yeah,
We
but
were
this
roller
time it's
skating.
like a little bit colder out, and I'm wearing another bad sweater.
And she actually said, I mean, it's like we've gone full circle. You're literally going in a full circle, Raven. You've been in like full circle 5 times.
Well, this was the thing. This is where I was like, okay, and neither of these women are right for him. Raven is very sweet, but she's not that smart. And he, there's just, I was like, she is so nice, but she's so simple.
Well,
And not
so.
simple. I don't mean simple, honestly. I don't mean simple in like she's like dumb, but I mean he's likes to analyze things and he wants to be an actor. And she's just like, I just want to be like a nice person.
Well,
He's never going to pick that.
but then he knows at this point he's not picking Raven, right?
Right,
So
yes.
why is he acting like that and then butting her on the ice and making out with her and
You
like
know
looking
why?
deeply into her eyes? That's not cool.
For America. So because I listen, I can't. How many times did he make comments about America? It was ridiculous, and about how he doesn't want to let down America and how America's like counting on him. He's so into that he's like a celebrity.
Did you hear about that thing of him getting that story of him getting in a fight with Jax from Vanderpump Rules?
No.
They both have a friend who is opening a hotel here, and so the friend asked them to come to the hotel to, for the opening party so that he can get some press or whatever. And they're, of course, they're like, okay, brah, get bottle service or whatever. So they go, and Jax and Nick were standing there getting their pictures taken, and Nick was like, I don't do social because I guess someone was going to take an Instagram picture of him or something. He's like, I don't do social. And then Jax yelled at him and called him a douchebag.
Oh my God.
I mean, when Jax thinks you're a douchebag, that's pretty bad.
Wow. I don't do social.
Yeah. That's what Jax said on some other podcast. So there you go. That was a short version of it. But Nick's such a douchebag that even Jax thinks so. I mean, that's...
Wow.
That's bad. I mean, Jax is like the king of the douche.
Yeah. That's crazy. I did not know that, but it's not surprising because everybody hates him.
And back to this one, we know that Raven, like we've suspected that Raven has some issues. Like she's a little too skinny. Her head's maybe a little too big for her. Maybe she's got thinning hair and too much base. Like there's a lot of signs to maybe eating disorders. I don't know. There's something weird about Raven. Not weird, but sad. There's like a sadness there. And so when I see him on the ice, he looks like he's wearing a unitard because his damn clothes are so tight. He's on the ice, like tossing her around, looking deeply into her eyes and kissing her deeply. He's an asshole. That's not a nice person.
Right.
Jerk. So she's like, well, I just want you to know there are no reservations, no hesitations. You can sit wherever you'd like, and a server will be right with you to give you whatever you'd like. You can choose anything on the menu, and as long as it says Raven, it's the right decision. I was like, oh, no, you are making this too easy. You cannot win like this.
That's exactly right.
Which happens.
Yeah.
So they talk about the parents, and they talk about, you know, whatever.
And by the way, at one point, and this might have happened earlier, but at one point, do you remember when Nick goes, right this way, my love? What? Right this way, love.
Oh.
No, he said, my love. Why would you do that? Why would you use the, why would you say love?
Yeah, because you know, she's like, I've been waiting for you to say that.
Was weird.
And then he brings out some wolf pups or some little husky pups. It's like, here, I got these just for you. Please don't kill yourself when I leave, when I walk out. Just remember. Yeah, he's not very nice. So let's see. Raven, Nick, date night, blah, blah, blah. I just want you to know, I have no doubts, no hesitation. I'll do whatever you want. You want me to cut off my own arm? I'll do it right now. And
yeah, it was sad, but also it felt kind of bad because the whole time they're together, you can see that it's easy. Like, they're laughing. They're talking. She's not being, like, a bitch and constantly, we need to talk about the difficult questions. I need to know where I stand. She's just like, I really like this guy. I want to be with him. It's easy for her. And then he actually says to her, you know, I've just been so stressed this week, so it's really nice that I can just be with you and, you know, relax. Yeah. Okay, maybe that should tell you that you're not relaxed ever with Vanessa because she's a bitch.
Yeah, but he likes that. And even his parents are like, oh, God, another bitch. And then he's like, she's shown me her life. Our life together would be filled with laughter and fun and passions. And
yeah, she'd have my back
and be loyal and fight for me. I'm like, yeah, that sounds awful, Nick. Awful. Yeah. And then poor Raven, she's like, it's indescribable. I'm so happy, and this shouldn't happen to a girl from Hoxie, Arkansas. I was like, what? What do they do to the women in Hoxie, Arkansas? They're like, you are not worth it. You are from Hoxie. So she is just.
Raven goes, when I'm with you, when I'm with Nick, being happy happens. She actually said that. Being happy happens.
It's indescribable how happy happens.
Nobody knows. Scientists haven't figured it out. But with Nick, happy happens. He's doing a recipe book. We're going to do a recipe book for happiness.
The ingredients are happiness. Then a cup of happiness, stirred in with a little happy happy, and put in an oven preset to happy degrees. How can you go wrong?
Yeah.
He's like, this cake is too fucking happy. I'm not going to be a chef anymore. And she's like, I knew it couldn't happen to a girl from Hoxie. So last day, the bear's dead. Now we get to see Nick walk around in circles and go, what if I'm wrong? I always get my heart broken. What if I love to be broken up with in the snows? And then there's a knock at the door.
Yes.
Finally, so someone Nick can truly make out with, the Ring Man. And basically, Nick's like, this is the most consistent relationship I've ever had on The Bachelor. It's with this fucking ring guy. It's the only one who keeps coming back.
Yeah. And the ring guy's like, do we have to do this again? Do we have to go through this charade? This fucking show always ends up giving me the ring back.
Yeah, it's like, so you had to come to the end of the goddamn earth this time to try and find love? How desperate are you? I brought plastic rings for you this time. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, look, they don't pay me more to go to this fucking shithole.
Then we cut to Raven and Vanessa thinking, and Vanessa's like, oh, within 24 hours, I really wanted to get married, but then things shifted, and now I don't want to be engaged because there's still another woman. And where are we going to live? I love my students and my family, and who's going to make the compromise? It's not going to be me, I tell you that much. That's not what compromise means. There is an I in compromise. I win. And then Raven's like, my whole adult life, I've waited for the other piece of me. And Nick is the boardwalk to my park place on the back of a supersized fries. Go, you are not winning.
Oh.
So sad.
Okay, so at this point, were you like, I don't think Raven's winning?
Raven was too positive, and I know that the world just does not truly reward that attitude. I've learned, okay? I've tried it. It doesn't work. That's why I'm such a bitter person. It's a lie. It's a lie your mom tells you. But Nick's like, well, I'm worried, because if I ask Raven, she'll definitely say yes. But Vanessa might say no, and that's scary. I'm like, excuse you? You are such an ass. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
But it's an ass. And then it cuts back to Chris, and he's like, well, guys, Nick has been dumped a lot. Is he about to get dumped? Let's check in.
At different times, though, they were saying that the fourth time, that this is that he was dumped three times. I didn't see that. Did you?
They said that he was dumped three times, yeah. But he didn't get dumped the last time because the last
time
was that boring girl.
Are they talking about Bachelor in Paradise? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing that.
He didn't dump him. He dumped her.
But why is it four times?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Because he was on Bachelorette, and then he was on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, they were saying it was he's been dumped three times. This has happened to him three times, and will the fourth time be the charm, which is this time?
Andy and Caitlin is who he's always bringing up.
Right.
But who's Caitlin? Wait, we saw Andy already. Which one is Caitlin? What show is she
Caitlin
from?
She's from The Bachelor. She was The Bachelorette, and he came back for her season after he lost Andy.
Oh, okay. So he did.
He was a contestant again.
Okay.
Yeah, but honestly, that was the one that was more believable. That's
okay,
the one I told you that he slept with, and that they actually had chemistry, and she's like funny and kind of feisty.
Right. Oh, that reminds me of something. Chris said that we were going to find out what happened in the fantasy suites, and we never did. They never talked about that. But so then he's had two bachelorettes, one Bachelor in Paradise, so this would make it four. Unless they count him getting dumped by that girl who ended up with that big douchebag who was obsessed with pizza, because he liked her, but they weren't really dating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And also, the Jen girl on Bachelor in Paradise was just boring, and they just nothing happened between them.
Yeah, I don't think that she dumped him. I think he dumped her.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
what
his third time. They need to stop their bachelor counting, stupid.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Nick,
the Price Cooper Waterhouse counting.
Nick's like, I choose La La Land. Just kidding, I choose Moonlight. So Chris is forced to wait on the porch in the cold, which I think is hilarious because he deserves it. He's mean. And Nick is just pacing around sobbing, and Raven is first, which can never be good, you know? And Chris is like, welcome to the lodge, Raven. I just want you to know I'm here to let you give me a blowjob if this doesn't work out. Someone will appreciate you, and his name rhymes with Chris.
And she's like, oh, that's nice, because that's really nice. You're the host of the show. That makes me feel special.
She's like, I can't wait to tell Nick, no hesitations, no reservations. I have all the faith in the world. It's gonna end how I want it to end. Like, oh no, those are your dying words, you know.
Yeah.
So Nick and Raven, he of course, in Bachelor tradition, lets her stand there and make a complete ass out of herself.
That was the worst. That was unforgivable.
That was not nice.
That to me was the epitome of, oh, I want to give America a good show.
That's not nice. Can't he just give her like a symbol with his eyes or a signal with his eyes? Like, no, shh. Don't
get up. Get up.
You. Yeah. She's like, Nick, no reservations, no hesitations, no walking citations, because that's a bunch of bullshit. And I pay to live in this town. I'm not going to pay for walking across the street, I'll tell you that much. Especially when I'm so in love with you, Nick. Reservation hesitation. You're everything I need. Every time I think of maybe possibly jumping off of a bridge or cutting myself on my inner thighs, I think, Nick's there, and you saved me, Nick. He's like, oh
God.
He's like, okay, bye. I hate you. I hope you die.
He's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but you are just way too damaged. And she's like, well, this isn't going to help.
But my dad prayed for me to have this love.
He's like, yeah, I really want America, though, to think that I'm struggling with this. So, oof. I mean, I'm just making the decision right now, but like, off the top of my head, ooh, this is hard.
Oh, he's such an ass. I like
you so much, but, do I pick you? Let me think. Hold on. Just give me a second. You know what? No.
I thought about last night and this morning, about our time together, and our first conversation, sitting there and being like, where does she come from? And then I was like, I've grown to really care about you and respect you. But then, like, am I in love with you? And I was like, you son of a bitch. And then how he phrased it, he's like, last night, I couldn't stop thinking about it. But this morning, I thought, I don't know if I'm in love. So he's really going with this. I woke up this morning and totally decided.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Hate him.
And later, you know what was worse was in the after the final rose. You can tell that Vanessa, the whole thing was so kind of coded in like, okay, well, now that I understand how the show works, you know how she kept saying that? She kept saying, like, watching it back, she was like, that there's a difference between Nick, the guy that she was dating, and Nick, the bachelor.
Yeah.
That's basically what she was saying, was like, okay, well, now I understand that, like, he had to say a lot of that stuff, like, because he couldn't just go like, yeah, I already knew I was into Vanessa.
Yeah.
Like, that he has to pretend. It's also, that's why you need shows like Unreal.
Yes.
That's what I like about Unreal, is it's like,
oh my
it just
God.
Shows
you know,
how
Vanessa was
that
a
is.
Fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, she was just a damn nightmare. So, speaking of Vanessa, Raven's like, I'll never regret standing here telling you how I feel. Yes, you will. Like, in, like, a minute. So, she cries in the car, and it's the saddest thing. And she's like, I thought I have everything he wants, but it's still not enough. What could I do differently? Is it that no one can feel that way about me? I wish I knew what I did wrong so I could change it. Oh my God.
Oh, so sad. And
so
then
Vanessa
they cut comes
to this
in,
lady
in
the audience.
Bitch.
They cut to this lady in the audience who's just so sad. She's like, she's so sad. And so many of the ladies looked pissed off at Nick. They looked angry,
oh, yeah,
some of the audience members.
Oh, yeah.
So Chris is like, well, that was rough for Raven, but at least she hasn't dealt with it four times like Nick. Loser.
I know. What was that? Was so ridiculous. I kind of felt for Vanessa. Again, I keep jumping after the final rose, but when she was like, well, everybody kept talking about how much they, you know, felt bad for Nick, but I want to have, and he kept saying like, oh, I really empathize with the lady that went home. She's like, but what about me?
Oh, God, yeah, like, we'll get to that. Oh, we'll get to that. I have a whole bunch of fresh anger for that segment. Vanessa's like, well, oh my God, I know he'll propose, but will I accept? Because compromise means Canada. And so he starts crying and he's like, I will never forget the first moment I saw you. I was like so excited when you got out of the limo. And I'll never forget the moment I started falling in love with you. It was the second ceremony and I was just standing next to you. I was like, you have nothing to say except I liked when I stood next to you.
Yeah.
You have not one damn thing to say about her that's real. Not one.
He goes, I've been in love with you this whole time. I've been in love with you for so long. How long? This show's been going on for like 6 weeks. He acted like they've been friends for 12 years, like some kind of one of those movies, rom-coms, where like they were just best friends for years and he's finally, oh my God, he's just buying his own hype. It was so ridiculous.
Yes. And if you were in love with her this whole time, why did you do that to Raven yesterday on the ice skating rink, jerk?
Yeah.
So she's like, I remember the first night walking out of the limo and seeing you and thinking, we need to have a talk, mister. And then they make out and whatever. He gets down on one knee and she's like, yes, I will marry you. I will marry you. And I just wrote, first murder, suicide, and bachelor history. Because he is going to fuck Erika Jayne on Dancing with the Stars, like 10 ways to Sunday.
God. Yep.
Well, that brings us to the end of a season of El Bachelor. We will be doing a bonus episode on After the Final Rose.
Yeah,
so we will let you go now. Yeah, and we'll just like last week, since there's two episodes this week, the bonus will be for everybody, but it won't be charged on Patreon. So don't feel like you're getting screwed, Patreon people.
But also, listen, in case for some reason, I don't think this will happen, but in case for some reason you don't listen to the bonus, sort of, just know that we're going to be off because everybody only loves The Bachelor and there's not really a show that everybody wants to see that we can cover. So we're going to come, we'll be back. Our podcast will be back for The Bachelorette. And make sure you keep checking though your iTunes, because we're going to come back early so we can do breakdowns of the contestants coming up.
Oh, yes.
Right? Like we did last time.
Oh, yes. And that should be fun because these contestants look like a bunch of douche nozzles so far. So we'll be there. You guys, thanks for joining us this season. We sure do love you.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for the new season.
And bye.
Because it'll be early May that we'll be starting up.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll be back. All right. Bye, everybody.